Researchers from these schools took photographs of kids' plates before and after lunch in 12 elementary and middle schools. They found that since the launch of the updated nutrition standards, fruit consumption increased significantly, with 66% of kids choosing fruit in 2014, up from 54% in 2012. Although the study found that the percentage of kids who chose vegetables decreased, it showed that students who put vegetables on their plate consumed nearly 20% more. Lisa Hill, food service director for Colusa County Unified School District, said it's a trend she's noticed and that looking at it overall,
I would definitely think that kids are way more open to trying fruits and vegetables than they ever were before.
Hill attributes kids' increasing consumption of fruits and vegetables to not only having greater access to them, but also to creative food service techniques like adding fruits and vegetables into dishes kids already know and want to eat.
Before, when I would give them a serving of rice, it would be our serving of our rice with our, you know, chicken broth in it to give it flavor or spice it up for, you know, a Spanish style. Now we do a veg rice. And we put in, you know, sautéed vegetables in that rice, and we've done it little by little to where, you know, they're still taking it just like they always did, and now they're used to it having that vegetable in there, and a lot of them even want it in there.
The new school nutrition standards include targets for calories, sodium, and saturated and trans fats. They also limit daily protein servings and increase servings of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.